When President Obama created the White House Office of Urban Affairs shortly after taking office, people who care about cities cheered. For the first time in decades, it seemed, the president was committed to urban policy, but the director of the office, Adolfo Carrion Jr., the former Bronx Borough president, has been largely operating under the radar. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein has been traveling with Carrion to discover what he's saying and what he's doing. She filed this report.
In casual khaki slacks and rolled up shirt sleeves, Adolfo Carrion was digging up potatoes.
That's good for home fries.
Last July, Carrion paid a visit to an urban garden in Philadelphia. This one is part of the Teens for Good program. It provides fresh food and youth employment for a neighborhood with a scarcity of both. Two of the teens, Amber and Charday, stood to the side, knee-high in collard greens.
Do you think that you might do anything with food, like in the food business?
I'm considering about becoming a chef, and I never really thought about that, but it seems fun. Have my own garden back there, then be cooking my own food. Yeah, that sounds fun.
This urban farm was built like most, the result of local activists twisting arms.
You guys think the White House can help gardens like this?
I hope so.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully.
You sound a little skeptical.
Yeah. I'm kind of lost a little bit, but it's okay.
Carrion, once a teacher and urban planner, left those fields for politics. He served one term in the city council before winning the office of Bronx Borough President. He was on everyone's shortlist to run for citywide office when he got the call from the White House last winter.
It's a great, great opportunity, yes.
Now he's on a fact-finding mission in places like the Fresh Fish Aisle of a ShopRite in the Parkside section of Philadelphia.
We will cook, steam, fry, bake, order anything we sell in this case.
Carrion is traveling the country. He's gathering stories of best urban practices, like so many acorns in a squirrel's nest.
So today we're going to have a conversation.
Carrion brought two cabinet secretaries and a deputy secretary to meet with the mayor and local activists.
The president has charged us to go out into the country and talk to people in their communities because he believes that the best solutions and the best innovations, in spite of the fact that our national government was not supporting urban places, that the best solutions were bubbling up.
Carrion said this market is one of those solutions. Yet, it took 14 years to get it built, even with the willingness of ShopRite owner Jerry Brown.
I'm from four generations of grocers, and most of our family have operated stores in inner cities, and we know how to do it, and we want to do it, but there were so many obstacles, I was nervous to do it, because I often felt that the government wasn't on my side.
Now, this market provides hundreds of unionized jobs to local residents. It sells produce grown by local high school students. It's part of a busy shopping center that also houses a pharmacy and a Lowe's Hardware.
This president recognizes that more than 80% of the people and the jobs are in cities and metropolitan areas, that more than 90% of our gross domestic product is produced in cities and metropolitan areas.
As Commerce Secretary Gary Locke was listening, he seemed to stumble on the realization that his agency's money is encouraging development of suburban industrial parks.
But we don't, I don't think, put enough money into the urban core for retail and commercial establishments like this that really feed and take care of the real needs of residents.
That kind of shift in thinking is what Carrion says he's trying to bring about. He's exploring solutions in Seattle, Kansas City, Denver.
Hi, I'm Carrion, director of the White House.
On a crystal clear day this fall, Carrion was touring along with the housing secretary, the transportation secretary, and the Environmental Protection Administrator. Their tour guide, Denver's mayor, John Hickenlooper.
There's a view of the Rocky Mountains here that is breathtaking.
Denver is trying to reverse decades of sprawl. 5 years ago, the city passed a transit tax to fund 140 new miles of light rail and bus rapid transit. But as Hickenlooper was explaining, the key to the plan was changing zoning laws. That way, the area could build denser, more environmentally friendly housing.
If you're going to start using your transit as part of your land use planning, so that you begin to think through and say, all right, instead of just putting it out to the suburbs and have a big parking lot around each station, make sure that you really strategically think through and create transit-oriented development around each station so that you get affordable housing there. You have access to workforce training.
Hickenlooper says his plan is already stimulating economic activity. But like grocer Jerry Brown in Philadelphia, Mayor Hickenlooper says Denver did it despite tangled and contradictory federal regulations. Carrie Owen says it's time for a comprehensive review.
The last time we actually did something like this was 1979, when Jimmy Carter was president.
1979 was a low point for cities in America. They were losing jobs, population, and self-respect. But now, cities, Denver included, are growing.
The old industrial city of the middle of the last century is not the new city of today, and we have to start to align our investments to address that new reality.
That alignment is Carrion's challenge. His office has a staff of five. Press releases from the White House Office of Urban Affairs are almost non-existent. Carrion blogs about once every other month. In an interview in the West Wing of the White House, Carrion insists work is getting done.
All of that is coming back to an interagency process with 16 agencies that are working on the next budget cycle, which is the 2011 budget.
The Office of Management and Budget, Carrion likes to note, has asked all agencies to review how their policies affect place.
There is no reason why the Department of Transportation should build a road without consideration for housing or businesses or the environment. That's sustainable community development.
What specifically are you doing?
Essentially, what this office, the creation of this office, is to convene the agencies, which we've done. We have an interagency working group. It meets twice a month formally as a large group with all of the key policy people.
Many of those key policy people come from city governments. One of them is Sean Donovan, who ran New York City's housing department for years and is now the U.S. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. He says convening meetings may not seem crucial.
But you need somebody to make sure that there is that coordination happening. That's exactly the role that Adolfo's been playing.
Donovan credits Carrion's work in the South Bronx. But local activists say when Carrion had the chance to act, results were mixed. Majora Carter won a MacArthur Award for her work on sustainable development in the Bronx. Once, she says, she and Carrion worked together, but they had a falling out over two large projects, the Gateway Mall and the new Yankee Stadium. The stadium stirred some local opposition because of its destruction of a neighborhood park and an unclear role in local economic stimulus.
I mean, nobody from any urban planner worth his or her salt, they couldn't look at what happened at Yankee Stadium and the Gateway Mall and consider that good planning. Nobody could.
God bless Majora. She has been such a terrific advocate for the historically marginalized communities, not only in the Bronx but around the country, and has become a real champion for smart planning. We had some basic disagreements on how to get certain things done.
Getting certain things done is the task Carrion now has before him. For WNYC, I'm Andrea Bernstein.